Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today is the Monday in the second week of Lent. Have you made decisions? Have you decided what you're going to give up or what you're going to sacrifice? Please, please, it is such a gift to God when you open your heart to Him and say, help me be a better person here, or help me do this, or help me do that. Please ask the Lord, and in your own heart, what is it that would make you, or draw you, is the better word, to draw you closer to the Lord? I remember, even as a child, even though I couldn't do very much, I was always saying, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me, draw me closer to you. And God hears that prayer. All of us, no matter what our age, He knows each one of us. He knows us personally. He knows what can change our lives. And certainly by drawing closer to God is the first step in having a real change in your life. So let's take a look now at the readings for today. What I will do is begin with the opening prayer, because I think that's important for us. O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. All of us, brothers and sisters, have failed. All of us have sinned. But this is a time to say, Lord, I want to begin again if I need to do that. I want to begin again. I want to give my life to you. Whether I'm married, whether I'm single, whatever my background is, Lord, you're the first person, in a certain sense, who owns my life. And we want to ask the Lord to help us in this season. And the first reading for today is from the prophet Daniel, chapter 9, verses 4b to 10. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced, even to this day. We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them, because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. We have sinned, all of us. We've all turned away at different times. We've gotten angry with people. We've gossiped about people. We've ignored people. We're all guilty, brothers and sisters. And I'm just in my own prayer just saying to the Lord, Lord, help me to be more like you. Help me. And God gives grace for us to change. God really does help us. And this is our time, this is our season, to turn away from the evil and turn more and more toward the good. And if you say, Well, I think I'm doing pretty well. Well, that's a blessing. Praise God. But say to the Lord, what else do I need to do? Do I gossip? Do I speak against people? Do I get easily angry? What do I do that hurts another? How can I change? Ask God for the grace to learn how to do that during this Lenten season. Don't take on a whole lot of things. We all have a lot of sin. But what's the most predominant thing in our lives where we really need to ask God to forgive us and change us, that we might draw closer to Him, that we might look more like Him? At the end of every Lenten time, we should be able to, hopefully, be able to say, Lord, I want to be more like You. Will You help me? I remember saying that prayer one time, Lord, help me to be more like You. It's not nothing audible, there's nothing, but just different things would come before me, and I thought, oh my goodness, God must have done that, because nobody knows about this. And I learned how to listen. Listen, we're not a good people right now in our culture right now to listen. We talk a lot, but do we listen? Just say, Lord, please show me the way to draw closer to You. Let that be your prayer for this Lent. If you know of something else that you need to do, then do that. But please, let us make this time a time where we draw closer to Him. And Psalm 79 says to us, Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May Your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of Your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for Your name's sake. Let the prisoner's sighing come before You with Your great power, free from those doomed to death. Then we, Your people, and the sheep of Your pasture will give thanks to You forever. Through all generations, we will declare Your praise. And the verse before the gospel says, Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You are the words of everlasting life. And that's true. These are not, as I've said to you before, these are not words that you just find on any page. This is from God Himself to us, to lead us to Him. He has the words of everlasting life. Nobody else does. And if we ask Him to lead us in this Lenten season, if we just decide to give up one sin, one area of unkindness or jealousy or selfishness, whatever it may be, just take one and bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, I love You and I want to be closer to You. Help me, Lord, to break this habit. Help me to change. God hears your prayer. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Our God gives us life. We so many times don't talk to Him. We turn away from Him. We go to Mass on Sunday, but that's just to cover the obligation. We have other things we want to do. The most important thing you do any day is to worship the Lord. Even if it's a brief time, it's important to worship Him, to thank Him, for His blessings, to thank Him for His help. Pray to Him, ask Him wisdom, ask for strength, ask for hope, whatever the case may be. You can ask the Lord for those things, but please draw close to Him and wait on Him. If you just say, God, do this for me, and then you never mention it again, that's not asking the Lord. that's demanding something from the Lord. Just come before him and say, Lord, I need to change this area of my life. Will you help me? And he will. Doesn't mean you'll do it perfectly, but the more you do it in the weeks of Lent, the more your life will have power to change. And we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, very short one here, verses 36 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Are you merciful? Doesn't mean you can't correct somebody, but you don't go storming away after that. You forgive. Please, brothers and sisters, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging. We don't know what's going on in another person's mind. We can only see the external things. And sometimes, yes, it's very clear, but sometimes we've drawn our own conclusion. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. Do we seek, brothers and sisters, do we seek to follow him? Not just say, oh yeah, I know that's a commandment, but you don't pay that much attention to it. Look through the Ten Commandments and say, just say to the Lord, Lord, what is it that I need to change most? We all have things we have to change in, all of us. But what's the thing that God wants to deal with first? What I experience is just kind of a sense in my heart what's important to God. Maybe I'm wrong at times, but I make a choice of what I think God wants me to do or get rid of or change or apologize to someone or whatever the case may be. Being kind to people that I'm too busy for. Spending a little more time, even a minute, letting that person know that they have value. Brothers and sisters, we're going so fast in this culture that we are not aware of others, not kind to others. Let us make a decision in this Lent, unless you already have a very good one. But I would say, let us ask the Lord, Lord, let me slow down. Let me look at the other person. May we be kind. Even if we're in a hurry, may we be kind. If Jesus were standing there before you, you would certainly stop. But he is. He is here, right here. Open your heart, and God will love you so much. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.